no tax.
Days into this oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico could last until Christmas, but it did get a cap. Will the cap hold off the leak and cut down on the amount of oil that is being spilled all over the Gulf and headed toward Florida and even the East Coast? Now there are predictions that the oil could seep up through the East. What does it all mean? Well, we really don't know, frankly. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Happy as always to be the skipper of this little old ship as we navigate some interesting waters. Coming up in another 15 minutes, a horse is a horse, of course, but not if that horse is racing in the Belmont. Although the first two legs of the Triple Crown are done, and those horses chose not to be part of the Belmont Stakes. I always thought New York, in a way, got ripped off. Because all eyes were on the Belmont. Not that they don't get a lot of people to go to the Belmont, but all eyes were on the Belmont every single time you had a horse that won the Kentucky Derby and then the Preakness because they could win the Triple Crown. But how many years have we gone without a Triple Crown winner? Of course, there have been some close calls. And I bet if I went back and I looked through the history of the ratings, when you had a horse that had the first two legs, there would be more people that would be tuned in to see if the old record from Affirmed in 1978 would be eclipsed. That's quite a record that is held for a very, very long time. Quickly, a sports note here. Don't forget our Trifecta Challenge coming up, like I mentioned. But also the Major League Baseball blunder of the century. This poor, poor pitcher from Detroit, Armando Galarraga, who would have had a perfect game if it weren't for the umpire, veteran umpire, Jim Joyce, who blew the call that landed in the record books as not an asterisk or a mistake or any of that kind of stuff if you just were to look at it the way it was scored. Just the fact that he made the mistake that Galarraga had beat the runner to the bag, he would have gotten the perfect game, but in fact it wasn't called the perfect game at all. Major League Baseball had a chance, and here's where the blunder part comes in. They had the chance to get it right, and they chose not to do that. Bud Selig could have awarded Galarraga with the perfect game. So the blown call cost the pitcher, that record. And the commissioner is not going to reverse it. Here's what I love. The Michigan governor chimes in and says, okay, we're going to give you the perfect game. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give it to you anyway. But in all honesty and seriously, that's ridiculous. The Selig should have reversed that. He should have given it to him. Now the discussion is going to be about instant replay and looking into whether or not this is something that needs to be a permanent fixture and has to happen. And then when you have close calls like this, you wouldn't end up on the wrong side of it. Jim Leland, the Tigers manager, said Major League Baseball gave Joyce the option to not work, by the way, Thursday's game between Detroit and Cleveland, but Joyce decided to stick it out behind the plate for fear, I guess, that the fans would boo him off the field. So Galarraga was part of the lineup card, and they shake hands with the umpire at home plate, and it was an afternoon game, and they did just that. I mean, Galarraga, for his part, has been very gracious about it. It's too bad that Bud Selig, or Bud Light, as I affectionately call him, didn't do the right thing and just award it to the pitcher. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Is it true that President Obama has just appointed that first base umpire to the Supreme Court?
It seems likely with the appointments he's making, huh?
And also, Paul McCartney was in the White House singing for the president and the first lady, right? Or he was performing for them. He got some kind of award.
Yes, he was there, yes.
And I wish he would have sang I'm Fixing a Hole from Sgt. Pepper. Or The Fool on the Hill from Magical Mystery Tour. But I don't did he sing those two songs, I wonder?
Not that I know of. I don't have the playlist, but I doubt it.
Well, I'm fixing a hole would have been appropriate for the Gulf of Mexico. And also, you know, he said that the people should quit criticizing President Obama. This is the last, you know, somebody should remind Paul McCartney that the last time an Englishman tried to tell Americans what to do, I think, was King George III, wasn't it?
And that's right. You know what happened there, of course. Blood was shed and it started the America.
And he was, oh yeah, and he went crazy too. King George III went absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. But you know, I just heard that there's going to be about almost across the street from 9/11, from the Twin Towers, they're going to build the world's biggest mosque, about a block away from the Ground Zero. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Well, who do they have? Is the mayor of New York going to give them permission to do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This has been a hot topic, especially in New York, for a while now. And absolutely, Bloomberg has signed off on this, saying that he doesn't understand why there's controversy over it, because these are people who have a right to their own sanctuary, and why can't they have a mosque? Because they're...
Why don't we go to Mecca? Let's build the biggest Baptist church in Mecca. See how long that stays in existence. Or let's build the biggest Roman Catholic cathedral in Saudi Arabia, in the capital Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, or Mecca, or something like that. Call it the St. Mother Teresa Cathedral. It would be the St. Blown to Smithereens Cathedral in about 2 weeks, right? You know, it's not a two-way street. If we can't build a Christian church in Mecca, they shouldn't be allowed to build a mosque in New York City, or at least close to Ground Zero, don't you think?
Well, the Ground Zero thing, I think, is insensitive, but a lot of people would disagree with me there and say, well, why can't they? They can build wherever they can get permits in the city, and any religious group is entitled to do that. But I think it is insensitive because of how the people feel who especially lost loved ones. 3,000 souls perished in 9/11, not all of them in New York, but the majority happened in New York, and there's been this tug of war, Al, over what to build there at the site, actually. And with all that controversy and heel dragging and the problems that have gone into that, I think it just pours more salt into the wound.
Well, it's not a two-way street. Until we see a Baptist church in Mecca, when are we going to have a Baptist church in Mecca, do you think?
Never.
Never. Okay. Well, then it's, you know, you reap what you sow. I mean, if they're going to discriminate against us, then we should, you know, you reap what you sow. It should be a two-way street. It should be equal on both sides, but it's
not. But it's never a two-way street.
And also, I'm still waiting for all of these left-wing liberals and Democrats and environmentalists to apologize for forcing these oil companies. You know, all of us stockholders in oil companies and the people that work for oil companies, do these left-wingers honestly think that the oil companies deliberately set out to destroy the environment? You know, like, do they, I guess we all love, you know, all of us stockholders in oil companies, we all love lawsuits, we all love destroying the environment. If we weren't forced to go out in the middle of nowhere and drill where the water is, you know, where the ocean is 10 miles deep, if they let us, you know, if we were allowed to drill close to shore, we wouldn't have this oil leak today. It's the environmentalist wackos that are partially responsible for that oil leak, don't you think?
I think that, I don't know that I would pin it on the wackos. What I would say is that because of our dependence on oil, you cannot, one, put a moratorium on oil drilling. And I think that the bigger problem is the flip-flopping on oil and not having the regulations in place. Al, thanks for the call. They should have been there. That's the problem. There was no backup. We got a backup plan. It's the Trifecta Challenge next.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air there to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners, receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Coming up later on America Tonight, Governor Jan Brewer in a conversation with the press at the White House. Didn't really amount to much of anything, except for the scheduling of another meeting. The Lakers trashed the Celts. I don't care so much about NBA basketball the way I used to. I'm all about the Philadelphia Flyers and their meeting on the ice with the Blackhawks. They're still in a hole 1-2 game-wise, but I have faith, like my pal Sam in Montreal, that Philadelphia will win this next game. But the sport that everybody wants to talk about for fun here on America Tonight is not what's happening on the clay of Roland Garros, the French Open. And who cares? There's no Americans left. But we want to talk about the Belmont. And the key thing you have to remember with the trifecta challenge is you don't have to know a bloody thing about horse racing. Isn't it wonderful? You still will get the accolades and you will completely wipe out the America Tonight prize closet. I promise you, everything will go. It's like in White Elephant Sale, you know, they used to have those things. Everything must go. Well, everything must go. So if somebody could just take this off of our hands. And the idea here is 12 horses are in the starting lineup for the Belmont. And that means you just have to pick those numbers in whatever order you want to. You just randomly pick the numbers if you wanted to do it that way. Or if you want to look at the horses, you can absolutely do that too. You could look at the horses and make a decision from that perspective. But here's what's interesting. Looking at Lucky won the Preakness, Super Saver won the Kentucky Derby, and those horses aren't going to be part of Belmont. It's very strange. They're not going to be there. So the Belmont Stakes is set to go with actually 12 horses, like I said. Todd Pletcher in the last moment came through with another horse, because initially it looked like 11 horses, and said, you know, let's put another horse in there. At the last second, Pletcher decided to come through for the Belmont, I think, because really, honestly, 11 is not, 11 is not very many. So he threw in his filly Rags to Riches into the Belmont. Yeah. And remember that before? And the last minute change? And that last minute change was huge when he did that, because this is what he did in the past. So it was the first filly to actually beat one of the best horses in like 100 years or something like that. So Pletcher decides to do this again and throw in a horse at the last moment, and everybody's wondering, ooh, maybe this is the horse that I need to pick. Maybe this is the way I should go. Well, I want to know how you're picking, and then I'm going to tell you what my decision is. I'm going to hold off for a second on my decision, because I think sometimes I'm shading what ultimately is the decision of those of you who are trying to just nail the little old trifecta challenge. So I'm going to let somebody else play lead off, and I'm going to give you my horses halfway through. Let's go to Izzy, who's listening to us in Missouri, so with that she gets to crack it all open. Hey, Izzy, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I don't know.
I know, we all were terrible for the last two, and I really thought I had a handle on this thing, and now I'm confused. I don't know. I like Icebox, and there's some other horses I
like. I love
Icebox.
He's one of my choices, because one of his relatives is... well, has been put out to pasture at horse rescue place, amazingly, and it's closing down. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Real quick, on Israel, just real quick. I have to stand with Israel despite the USS Liberty, but I'm standing with Israel because when I hear the names Ayers, Doran, Chomsky, and Klein involved in the Free Gaza movement, something's wrong.
Yeah, why are they on that side of the thing instead
of
standing with the allies?
All of them are involved in this mess. All of them. And guess who their buddy is?
Obama. Yeah.
No, but I had to throw that in. Okay, my picks. I'm going to be 7-11-6.
Ooh. 7-11-6. And, you know, I think that's what you do. You just spit them out there, Izzy, and we see where the chips lie.
7-11.
I like it. I like it.
But I like Icebox. I really do. And I've ridden most of my life. And I had to really, really think about this. And so we'll see. We'll see. But good luck to everybody.
Yeah, good luck to everybody. Because thanks, Izzy. The Icebox is the early 3-1. A Belmont favorite, by the way, for whatever that's worth. So we've got, what, one day and 16 hours until the Belmont Stakes. And Icebox, which is the favorite, drew the number 6 post position. So you see that Izzy threw that in her guesses as well. I should have said this, but from the rail out, Dave and Dixie, 21 odds. Spangled Star, easy for me to butcher, 31 odds. Uptown Charlie Brown, 10-1. Make Music for Me, 10-1. Fly Down, 9-2. Icebox, that we just mentioned. Drosselmeyer, 12-1. Game On Dude, 10-1. Stately Victor, 15-1. Stay Put, 20-1. First Dude, 7-2 odds. And Interactive, 12-1 odds. All right, so Icebox going from the 6th hole. Yep. And number 5 hole, First Dude. It could be a good race. It's a longer race. All right, quickly, I'm going to rip through some of these. Rick is listening to us in Illinois. I've been dying to find out which way Rick is going to go. Rick, what do you think?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay, got your pencil and paper?
Now, hold on. Let me get this down. I'm ready for these tips. Go.
Well, put these in the box.
Okay.
First dude.
First dude, got it.
Second horse will be fly down.
What's the second? Oh, fly down? I didn't remember that. Oh, fly down. Fly down's 92 odds. Yeah, I got it.
It's a, they're same owners own it. Icebox, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The fly down's a little bit better. The third one's going to be a unknown. It's called Stately Vision. Oh, Stately Victor or something like that.
Stately Victor.
Yeah, Stately Victor.
Yeah, Stately Victor is a long shot, but...
Yeah.
Was a bluegrass winner, so there are some people that have the eyes on Stately Victor. Okay, so
my first dude though.
I know first dude I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, first dude is good. I think.
And
I like
big board, long legged.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be fun to watch for sure. Built, absolutely.
He's built for a lot of length, not for speed, but built for running.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a sprinter; he's a runner.
Which is what you want in the Belmont with the extra distance.
Built that way. So.
Yeah, that's the problem. The it's interesting. The Preakness runner-up first dude that spoiled a lot of people's tickets is the 7-2 is a second choice. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, Rick, but that name is a reference to Todd Palin, the of course husband of Sarah Palin, and. They said they thought a lot of Republicans might like this horse.
first dude is?
That's what first dude is about. It was a play on Todd Palin.
Oh, I thought maybe because he's a horse's ass or something.
All right, we'll see. Good luck, buddy.
Take care. Talk to you next
All right,
week.
Have a good weekend. Icebox is going to be tough in this race. That's the horse that I really have my eye on, but it's the only thing I could really make my mind up on. What happens when you throw the distance in here? I mean, this is a pretty rugged horse. I said this already. Six is where Icebox goes from, and I like the chances a lot for Icebox here. But don't hold your breath on my choices. So you know what the horses are now with 1, 2, 3, all the way down through 12. If you're confused on the horse, I can certainly tell you that. But really, it's about the numbers. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Going to rifle through, I promise, guys, a bunch of the calls next, 800-259-5791. Remember, you could clean out our prize closet here on America Tonight.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. and her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do I have to do to figure out a few good horses? Let's hear it, folks. 800-259-5791. The Belmont, we thought we'd have a little fun with the third leg of the Triple Crown. There will be no Triple Crown winner this time around. And I like Icebox, but I'm really undecided on some of the other horses. I'm going to tell you mine coming up. But first, I want to get all of you in. 800-259-5791. Larry is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Larry.
Hey.
Hey, what are your horses?
1165.
Ooh, 1165. So you got my horse in there too. You like 11. A lot of people like a lot of people like 11. You know, it's interesting. That's first dude. So with 7-2 odds. And, you know, 12 horses coming out of the gate with first dude who came in second. That's not a bad deal. 6 Icebox, so that's the horse I like. And then Fly Down, too. And Velasquez has the mount on that one. So good luck, Larry. I like your choices.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for calling. Let's move on to our next victim, winner, Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First dude was after Todd Palin.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure, because I think Rick got it confused with Akdenijad when he said a horse's ass, so I wasn't really sure.
I don't know that he was so much referring to Todd Palin, but the first dude comment is because they were making the reference joking around on Saturday Night Live with Sarah Palin when she was on.
Well, she always called the first dude anyway, but yeah, I was just wanting to make sure. Akdenijad, horse's ass, it all goes together. But anyway, I'm going to go 379.
Ooh, 379. Did you just pick those numbers out of thin air?
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I may live in Kentucky. We may have the Derby, but to us, a Derby's all about Derby cake and booze and partying, so.
Yeah, you put Stately Victor in there, too. That's a good horse. And it's, you know, you flip a coin, really. It's true.
Exactly.
It's because you just, it's a short field. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't have your two winners from the two big races previous in this one. Yeah, we'll see. It'll be fun to watch. It's always fun to watch the race.
I like gambling anyway. What the hell? Thanks, have a good weekend.
You too. I love that. Why not? Absolutely. And these horses, the odds will all go down for the horses, but the longest odds right now, Spangled Star, 30-1 odds, and that horse is breaking from the number two post position. So let's grab a few more. Tomas in Michigan, he is back. Hey, Tomas, got a few good horses for us?
4-3-2.
I love that. I love Decisive Men, you and Stu. 4-3-2. Hey, good luck to you, buddy.
All right. Good night.
Good night. 4-3-2, by the way, goes like this. 4 is Make Music For Me. 3 is Uptown Charlie Brown. And 2 is the horse I just mentioned, Spangled Star, with the longest odds. What's tough about the Belmont is the whole distance thing. Stately Victor and Icebox are the only what they call grade one winners in the entire field. So, you know, you could look at this a whole bunch of different ways. It is gambling. It is pure luck in some cases as to how these horses come in. You know, it seems like when you go to your local track, though, the favorites always win and you see people woohoo screaming and they're winning like $2. John in Kentucky. Hello, John. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hey, John. Do you have some good horses for me?
4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6. Nothing scientific. You just picked them out of thin air.
Well, I did have 2, 3, 4, but then you said the two horse is pitiful, so.
But
I thought I'd just up it a little.
Well, yeah, 4, 5, and 6. A lot of people like the 5 and the 6 horse. And Make Music For Me, that's an unknown. I mean, some decent numbers, but it could, who knows? It could come in, who says can't come around the turn and come in first. I like 2 of the horses for sure. And, you know, who's to say who the number one horse is going to be? But good luck to you because you'll clean out our closet if you, in fact, nail the trifecta.
Hey, look at mine, that bird.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 50-1 odds. I would have loved to have a couple of bucks on that horse, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've not won.
I've never won at anything. I've not even come close. So I figure I'll just throw it out there and it is what it is.
Nah, I like that. That's a good attitude. Throw it out there and see what happens. See if it sticks. You have a fabulous weekend.
You too.
I think I've told the story before. My Uncle Joe was a jockey. And he raced in West Virginia, and he used to say, and this is what his whole life was about. I mean, he was a horse guy from the get-go, that if you asked him, hey, Uncle Joe, you have some good advice about a horse and, you know, anything inside information, some good information about some horses, he would tell you, nah, the horse wants to run that day, the horse is going to run. So you get mind that bird. You get long shots that come in or horses that were supposed to win the race that don't win and don't even come in the money because they're animals and you don't know. It might be the day that they just don't feel like running. It really does come down to that. Simply that's what happens. George in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hey, George.
3, 5, 6.
Ooh, I like that. Decisive as well. 3.
It's just. Yeah, 3, 5, 6.
I got it. You are locked and loaded.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, so to speak, when I say locked and loaded. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, darling.
Hello. You sound wide awake.
Why am I like to listen to you every night?
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm on a track phone, so I'll make it quick. What's your 3 longest shots?
The 3 longest shots in the field are the one horse that I mentioned with the 30-1 odds, which is Spangled Star.
I'll a good first pick.
Yes. All right. So Spangled Star is 2. The second one right now is Dave and Dixie, which is 20-1 odds.
I'll take that one.
Yeah, I like that. And then another horse that has, you know, like 15-1 odds is a horse called Stay Put.
I'll take that one.
Ooh, all long shots. That would be sweet if you really had a trifecta and that's what happened. So 2, 1, and 10.
Okay, 2, 1, and 10. My mother once picked 9 out of 9 at Santa Anita.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. And guess what? My dad changed every one of her bets. We were counting the money we were going to win, and he came home drunk as a skunk, and he changed every one of her bets.
Oh!
She just about killed him.
Oh, that could break up a marriage. That's terrible. I thought you were going to say she won some incredible amount of money. That's awful.
There one time, and she picked the Daily Double and the third race. With Donald Pierce when he was still alive and running.
Uh-huh.
And I bet every one of her picks, and I went out of there with $3,000 in 3 races, and we went home.
That's a good day at the track.
That was a beautiful day. Well, sweetheart, I'll let somebody else get in, and I listen to you every night.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, Dan. Dan, that story is hilarious, too. Boy, that's a strong marriage if they stay together after that. You know the old saying about the doghouse? I have to admit, I'm pretty even-tempered, but I think I would just freak. To 9 horses, can you imagine how much money that would have been, what they would have pocketed there? So we move to Cindy in Kentucky. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, Kate.
What do you think, Cindy? What's going to happen here?
I'm going to go with 9, 11, and 7. I have a gut feeling about that Golf-A-Meyer.
Really? Oh, now you're making me nervous. So 9, I say nervous because then every time I'm listening to all of you, I'm changing my mind. 9, 11, and 7, Drosselmeyer. Mike Smith has the mount on that horse. I like Mike Smith.
Yes, he does. I like Mike Smith.
I do, too. And the horse is 12-1 odds now, and I think that horse, that the odds will come down on that, and it's not a bad pick. It's not a bad pick to throw that in there. You could have nailed it.
I usually have pretty good luck with my guesses anyway.
Yeah, good luck to you. I think these guys ahead of you might be a little upset if you clean out the prize closet, but we'll see.
That would be awesome.
And there's some good stuff in there, movie tickets and all kinds of certificates to eat at different places. So get some of that free food, go to a movie. It's all good.
Yes, it would be.
All right, good luck.
I expect your call.
I love that. Thanks, Cindy. You have a great weekend. 800-259-5791. If you're just cruising around, you're saying, now, why isn't this broad talking about what's going on with Israel? Why isn't she talking about the oil spill? Because we need 46 more days of talking about this oil spill and what happened with capping the leak. Or why isn't she talking about what's happening with the illegal situation? Because we're going to lighten the load and have some fun with the trifecta challenge. So if you're listening to us, that's what we're doing. The horses are 1 through 12, and you can pick any numbers you want to pick unless somebody already has those numbers. If, in fact, you get 1, 2, 3, in other words, win, place, show, that's a trifecta. You nail it, you get serious bragging rights, but you clean up the prize closet. I think the prize closet's great, but the bragging rights is something too, because it's a pretty tough thing to do. It doesn't seem like it when you have the possibilities of the numbers, but it is. Otherwise, everybody would be running out to their local tracks, even if they say they don't gamble. All right, I'll meet you on the flip side for more.
We'll be right back.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
All right, it's a race to the finish in the longest race of the three. We start with the Derby and the Preakness, and now we are at the point in the horse racing world where we're in New York, and it's about the Belmont. But what's interesting is not only do you not have a chance at the Triple Crown, but the two horses who won the Derby and the Preakness aren't even in this thing. They're not even there, so it's anybody's guess. It is truly amazing to see what can happen on a track. I like to watch the horses anyway, and I'm not going to beat you up over the head with my boring horse racing stories, but it, to me, it's always fun to just even watch the horses work out. So it's a fun day when it's the Belmont. I've been to the Belmont. I think I mentioned this before. I've been to the Belmont a couple of different times, but once when they were racing the Belmont, and, you know, for nothing in the way of the possibility of a Triple Crown, but it was a jammed day there, and it was something to try to get out in a car in the LIE. I would never, ever make that mistake again. If you do ever get a chance to go to that track, it's a very pretty track, take some other form of transportation. Don't take your car. So here's the thing. We're down to 12 horses. That's it. And I hope we have a Triple Crown winner. You know, you never you never know if a long shot's going to come in or what's going to happen. Is it about the trainer? Is it about the track? Is it about the horse? Is it about the jockey? Well, all those things can play into it. Distance can play into it. Weather plays a part often, as we saw in the Kentucky Derby, the sloppy track. And that changes some of the odds on the horses and all that sort of stuff. So the Preakness runner-up First Dude is the 7-2 second choice. I already mentioned that the name refers to Todd Palin. Bunch of people have sent me their guesses through the email. You can do that till the top of the hour since we're almost out of time for the Trifecta Challenge. Or you can still try to get in under the wire with numbers. And you just can throw the numbers in any order you want. Just has to be, you know, 1, 2, 3. Come in that way. 800-259-5791. So we do have a bunch of people that jumped on the email thing, including Kristen Stable. I like that. Kristen Stable, get it? And Kristen says, how about if we go with something completely different since I know nothing about horse racing, but I like your show. 1, 2, 3. Wow, that wouldn't that be odd? 1, 2, 3. That would be Dave and Dixie, Star, or I keep saying Star, it'd be Spangled Star, and 3 would be Uptown Charlie Brown. So you'd have a 31-odd horse, 20-to-1 odds, and 10-to-1. And it'd be strange to see that happen. Now, at a track on a normal day, if somebody, you know, you look at your program, and a lot of times they'll give you, they'll give you who they think's coming in, and it's the favorites. Like I mentioned, people screaming and getting hysterical, but then they really won like 50 cents because it's all the favorites. So that wouldn't be impossible if they happen to come out that way, 1, 2, and 3. But I don't think we're going to see that in the Triple Crown. We also have our pal in Vermont, Brave Dave in Vermont, listening to us in WVMT, one of our oldest and greatest affiliates. Charlie and Ernie do such a great job. Two guys who do a morning show there. You know why? Because they have a thing called the Fireman's Song, and it's a reminder of Bin Laden. And where in the world is Osama Bin Laden, and why haven't we nailed him yet? So Dave in Vermont is saying 9, 11, and 6. 9, 11, and 6. Dave, you are duly noted in the books, brother, and we'll see if you are the one who wins the Trifecta Challenge. We also have one here from Larry the King. I like that, Larry the King. That's got to be a play on words. He says, my real name is Larry King, and people always bust my chops, Kate, so that's why I said the. It's obviously, this must be the way he identifies himself. And the numbers that I have chosen are 6, 11, and 2. 6, 11, and 2. You are in the books. By the way, don't worry. If you win the Trifecta Challenge, I'm sure you'll be calling the show. But if you don't, we will announce it, and we'll definitely catch up with you. Dan in Kentucky wants to take a stab at this. Hey, Dan.
How you doing, Kay?
Good.
My guesses are, and these are truly guesses, 12, 6, and 8.
12, 6, and 8. I like that. You know what it's, have you ever been to a boardwalk where they have those wheels, you know, and they've got all the numbers and you're plunking your quarter down to see what happens? This is one of those moments for you, Dan, and that's okay because truly that's what you do, take the shot in the dark. And if 12 comes in, that's not a bad horse. Interactive is the name of the horse you chose. Icebox is a horse I really like. And then I love the name of this horse. Game On Dude is your last horse.
Well, isn't 12 the filly?
12 is the filly, yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Going with the girls.
Going with the girls.
All right. You may be in the money. We'll see. Thanks for the guess. Have a great weekend. Appreciate the phone call. Nice to hear all these new voices. Thanks, everybody. I'm glad that a lot of you that are listening are calling us. That's a lot of fun. 800-259-5791, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. The interesting thing about the Belmont, as I've said, is the Belmont isn't the typical racetrack. And, you know, when I say that there was a big, in one of the racing forums, they did a big story on this, because you're talking about as the only 1.5 mile track in North America. Belmont Park isn't like some of the other tracks. This is truly a very long distance, and that could come into play. This is the 142nd Belmont Stakes, 142nd, and it is the tail of the tape in the end. Jeff in Kentucky, you now have the floor. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
All right.
Good.
I want 9-11-6, if no one has it.
9-11-6, I was just looking. No, somebody has that. Dave in Vermont, so you got to alter something there.
Okay. 9-6-11.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny if that happened? 9-6-11, you can keep. It works.
All right.
All right, good for you. It'd be funny, Jeff, if it came in that way. 9-6-11, we have you locked and loaded.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. All right, 9-6-11. Like I said, 1.5 miles that we're talking about here for the Belmont, and that's pretty big. And inexperience sometimes can get you when you're talking about that kind of a track. Ultimately, if somebody comes out of, when you're watching this race, a lot of times if you see somebody who comes out of the gate, one of the horses comes out really hot, they just run out of steam because they made a move so soon. They made the move too soon, and then you fall just short. Now, I was thinking about Smarty Jones and what happened with Smarty Jones. Smarty Jones was a horse that had a chance to win the Triple Crown. And this is a horse who was beaten by just a length by, remember the horse, Birdstone. And part of the problem there was exactly that, trying to move too soon. And then people forget, or some of the jockeys forget when they're on the track where they are. Where they are in the race, and they get a little bit too aggressive, then speed really, really comes into play. But all this analysis crap, who cares? If your horses come in 1, 2, and 3, you, my friends, are a winner. You have massive bragging rights, and you'll have a whole bunch of prizes that you'll be able to wine and dine your fiancé, your wife, your buddies, whatever. We'll see if anyone even comes close to the trifecta this time around. Good luck, everyone.